Well, hey guys, welcome to my podcast. This is Sharon Lisa Botha, hostess of Middle Finger Happiness, Work Hard, Live Well, Don't Fuck With Me. Book on Amazon, same title, tattoo on my arm, same title. I just want to say thank you for being here. Thanks for listening. It's Friday and I'm just going to get to it. I am about to record a podcast as I'm cycling because Mama Bear has a lot of shit to do, and I'm hoping this works out, because if it doesn't, oh well. Let's see how good the audio is. And this is just to let you know, man, you don't need all the fancy equipment to have a podcast. A podcast is just, you know, using this Anchor app and recording yourself. So if you hear traffic, it's because I'm riding my bike and sweating my titties off. Okay, so I just listened to the first part of my podcast. Sounds good. Let's roll with this, people. Helicopter is rolling by or driving over. And like I said, you're going to hear noise because I'm riding my bike. I'm on a 10-mile bike ride today in Houston, and it's so hot. Balls hot. But it's okay. It's okay. We deal with it. So listen, I'm going to run down this list. And it's good, and I know it's good, because I heard it twice in my head. Let's get to it. It's the alphabet list of a fuck yeah life. We all want a fuck yeah life. You don't want a oh shit life, right? Although we do have that sometimes. So, A, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. B, thank you for making any arrangements to, I don't know, put the kids aside or sit in your car, put your earbuds on, whatever you had to do. Thank you again. C, let's get to C. C is can. Can we do things differently? Can we do things better? Cannot. We cannot do some things, and we cannot do some things, okay? Can't be everything for everyone. Got it? A, B, C. D. D is for dare. I dare you. I dare myself every day. Come on, have a better attitude. You know, it's so easy to get beat down with all the shit going on right now with the COVID and the stay 6 feet away and wear this mask. And I dare you. That's what D is for. D is also for dick. Don't be a dick. E is for everyone is not invited to your world. Sorry, Charlie. Not everybody is for you. Not everybody is for me. Took me a long ass time to learn that. E is for also, I don't know, even excellent eggs, scrambled eggs. Ooh, with salsa. A, B, C, D, E, F. Whew, F. We know what F is for. F is for forgiving. Forgiving yourself for maybe not doing the right thing or saying the wrong thing or for fucking up and realizing that, you know, if you apologize and really make a sincere effort to improve, then you move forward. G is good. G is for goddamn that's good. G is for generosity. Be generous with your wisdom. If you have any, be generous, be good. H is for here, because that's all we have is right here. We don't even have an hour from now. I'm here with you right now recording this. You are here listening to this, so H is for here. J is for just do it, man, or just don't do it. Justify, justice. Just because. K. I'm going to leave it at this, man. K is for kangaroo. We got to move on. L. H-A-J-K-L. Who else has to run through the whole alphabet to know what letter we're on? L. You know what? L is for, I want to say love, but it's more than that. Love is for leave things alone. Leave the door open. let's just, you know, do better. Let's rearrange. L, that's a lovely word. H-A-K-L. M. M is for make something happen. Make something disappear. Make it go away. Make it attractable. Make, right? Be a maker. Huh. To L, M, N. N is for not now or now. Let's do it now. N. H-I-T-K-L. N. O. Oh, I love O. We love the big O. Yeah, orgasms. I'm not talking about a sexual orgasm, although that's the bomb, dude, and you should be having one every day. O is for your orgasms, mental orgasms, relationships with people who mentally turn you on, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I heard something really awesome that's going to help me. So O for the big O. P. P is for persevere. It's for pushing forward. It's for putting things off when necessary, if necessary, I should say. P. LMOP. LMNOPQ. Q. Dude, you know what? When I thought of Q, I thought of Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody. I also thought of queer. We're all queer. Everybody's queer. Everybody's odd. Everybody's different and weirdy. And that's what makes this world so delicious. Be weird, be queer, but be kind. So Q, R. Oh, R. R is for rest, rinse, and repeat. That's all I gotta say about the R word. S. S is for situation. I didn't say situation, I said shituation. Because we all have some we have to deal with. S is for stand for yourself. S is for sneak peek into your own visions of the things you want to accomplish. That's the letter S. T. T is for today. Today, right now, that's all we have. We don't have yesterday. Yesterday was Thursday. It was trash day. It's gone. And we don't have tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday. All I have is today. That's what T is for. QRST. U. U is for understand. Maybe underdog. I love underdogs. Unbelievable. Undeniable. You can go on with that list with the U. V. V is for very awesome. Very luscious. Very, very good. It's also for Vex. Vex for, hey, if your name's Victor, shout out to Victor. Very B. Yo, L, M, A, T, H, A, B, C, D, Q, R, X, T, U, V, O, W. W is for what the fuck, Sharon? Don't you know your alphabet? WTF, why that's fantastic. Why that fart? I mean, that's my W. W is for also where, why, when, whenever, whatever. W, X, is it Q, S, T, U, V, W, X? X is for, dude, X has always been one of those words. I don't know, X-ray. You gotta get an X-ray of your bones. That's all, it's like K for kangaroo. I'm sorry, I just keep on going. X, Q, X, Y. Y is for yes. Y is for yes. Yes to the right things. Yes to improvement. Yes to doing big things in small ways. X, Y, and now we're at the Z. Z is for a zestful, lush garden. If you are not gardening, and I'm not talking about a garden where you plant seeds physically, like in a backyard, I'm talking your mental garden. Zestfully build and cultivate your mental garden every day. Hope I don't get run over. This guy's taking a left turn over here. Yeah. So that's my alphabet list for life as I multitask and try to do a podcast riding my bicycle. I'm sweating. If anybody here has any anxiety or depression, trust me, you get outside every day, or at least 5 times a week. You will see a difference in so much clarity and focus because you need those endorphins. And I've done it time and time again where I've you know, work, and I don't get outside, and then I get in a funk. And then once I said, okay, shit, I gotta get outside, gotta sweat, gotta get some sunshine, gotta breathe heavy, go get out there and move. You do that, I tell you what, man, by the second day, you're doing amazing. By the third day, you're like, yes. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to be sitting our asses in front of the goddamn television watching Fox News, CNN, and watching the world fall apart. You're supposed to be living. Because let's face it, man, the world could end tomorrow. And I wouldn't even know. Hell, it could end at 3:30 today, and I wouldn't even know. And I wouldn't even care, and I'll tell you why. I have been living my life, and you should be living your life the best you can, no matter how shitty your situation is. And let me tell you, man, I've had some really bad situations. That's why I call them situations in my life. Mental abuse, being broke, having that electricity turned off because I didn't have any money because my sales were bad and I was self-employed, you know, having to eat broccoli all damn week because that's all I could afford. I mean, I've been on WIC, you know, the Women, Infant, and Children's Welfare handout. I've been on that before as a single mom many, many, many years ago. So I've had, and more stuff. I'm not going to go down my list. I want to empower you. I don't want to bring you down. That's for another day, another time. Okay, so it's Friday. Get your alphabet list of your life on, and I'll tell you what you should do before we hang up, before you call this a day. This is important. Record it out loud. Record yourself out loud talking and play it back. You need to hear your voice. You need to hear your voice, okay? Abraham Lincoln, so it was said in a history book or a history write-up, that he would read out loud. He would read his speeches out loud. And you know, that guy, he had no fucking air conditioning, man. He had candlelight and probably sweating his ass off, and he read out loud. He would read so he could hear himself speak. So I suggest you do that. Also, maybe print this out. Print your own alphabet of life list. Print it out. Tape it on your bathroom mirror. See it every day. Okay. Oh, hey, I got something free for you. Go to my website, SharonLeeZapata.com. And if you go on to the very end, hey, Dawn, what's happening? And you click on ebooks. I got a free ebook right now called 10 Things Between Abundance and Courage. And it just really, it's a short read, dude. It's like 6 pages, 7 pages. It was a blog post, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to make it a blog post. I'm going to make it into this cool little ebook, and it's free. I'm just asking for an email. That's it. So I am building my email list. I'm not going to bullshit around that. So have a great weekend. Take care. Peace out. All right, guys. I just realized I forgot the letter I in the damn alphabet. If you listen carefully, the word I. Well, this is good that I forgot the word I, because it stands for incomplete. Incomplete. Inevitable. Oh, my God. That's the letter I for me right now. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thanks for listening. Have an amazing day. Take care. Oh, if you need to reach me, it's middlefingerhappiness@gmail.com. Thanks.